Blog Talk Radio.
At one time, not too long ago, I felt like just burst out a laugh into the phone, into the microphone, and just laugh, keep laughing. Know why? I think I'm finding gold about the white people. I noticed that I have been communicating and saying certain things, and I know from the days of like maybe 5 years or so ago, I was on Facebook, and the experience is I would say, well, it was for a purpose that I should have come through that type of experience. Otherwise, I would not be wiser in certain ways. It all turned for good. You know what I mean? There is something big in this world for us to understand. And if you're out there and listening to me, tell me what you have discovered from, say, listening to what I am saying. Because I'm talking outrageous stuff. What I am saying at the very foundation is that I was Christian from a boy, let's say at age 7. And this fascinating experience that I am having, it is so fascinating, really, if I thinking negative. By now I know not to think negative about the experience. Some other things I may, but it's like everything hangs on this foundation. So I need to understand this experience in a real mature way where I get everything level. You know, it's kind of funny. On Facebook, I was facing the fury of these white people. They have high expectation. Do you know yet? Oh, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Where are you going to go to hear somebody say that on a radio program? No. The white people have turned African people into what they call, the common word we are using is retarded. I am convinced that we really have been using 10% of our brain over the past 100,000 years. Okay? I, it is difficult for our people to first give their minds to learn what is written in this World History textbook. And let me just read this little passage for you, because it is very, very serious. And you know what? When I open to this page of the Glencoe World History textbook, you know what? It looks more like, is it yellowish? You know, it is the most discolored place into this World History textbook, because I come to it, oh gosh, much more often placed in this book, because what? Something is special about it. You're talking about, it tells us about the end of the Neolithic Age and how the Bronze Age came about and how we begin to use copper and tin to make bronze. You see what I mean? And what is very sensational about this idea is that I look at who is involved you'll get a taste of what I am saying now, and think that you may be listening to this for the first time, and then you will get a good sense of why I am so bubbly about this. Right. See if you're going to catch up what I'm talking about. The end of the Neolithic Age between 4000 and 1000 BC. New developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metals marked the new level of human control over the environment and its resources. Now, level, over the level of human control. Do you know who is human? Who is a human and who are humans? Do you know? Now, the way to get to it, let's say if you have not, sorry about that. Let's say if you have never been thinking about this, I'm not going to like, be negative about who have not been looking at it because, you know, I had my first time. You see what I mean? So I have to be just chiming with everybody. Yeah, and cruise freely, right? With understanding. What I'm trying to say to you, this is for us who's trying to understand things, you can pick up some things from different people. What we really want is a fact that it's not personal, because you are able to read, and perhaps it's not so much of a perhaps, because there's hardly anybody out there that read a lower grade level than me. I'm playing with lower level, but you know, I got a little help and get to go a little above fourth grade level. I don't have a problem to tell you that. And I don't have a problem to tell you what. No, I am the most what you call it now, rejected person around the world, because my ideas are kind of strange, not non-factual, but strange, like make somebody probably don't want to hang out with me, because pretty soon I'm going to say something that is going to start give them headaches. Yeah, some of that. And you may say, well, this guy here is full of himself and stuff like that. You know what? You got it right. I'm full of myself. But I am not injurious to nobody. If I'm talking to you and you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm not trying to hurt you. I mean, what is hurting you is probably your unfamiliarity with what I'm saying. But it's not because what I'm saying is not worthy of your attention and observation. Of course. Because guess what? I want somebody to teach me too, but it's hard for me to find people to teach me what I want to learn. All right, look. Now, I want you to tell me who is a human. And as a matter of fact, let me give you the number. So call me so that, you know, we have good time now. Call me and talk to me about what I'm saying. Because we're coming from 4,000 to 3,000 BC. And you can see that something begin to happen. Do you know who this information pertains to? Who do you think it pertains to? You think it pertains to hominid, white people, pedal who first walking upright? It's not our ancestor. We don't have nothing in this world history textbook that says African people in history says the apes our ancestors, our species. No, it does not say that. It does not say that. Therefore, when I tell you that this page, if you look to the right side of this page, it's yellowish. You see the places where I am touching and stuff, you know, but there's any place where I don't touch. So, but some places lighter, you know, whiter than other. These part that look like it want to have, you know, like a brownish, yellowish color. All right. And you can see, turn over to the left side of this page. You know, the left side is 29, page 29, and the next page is 30. And I'm telling you that over here has very little sign of frequency, you know, touching. You may say, why am I dwelling upon this? Let me tell you something. This worth more than any gold that you have at home, what I'm telling you about. Big things are happening on planet Earth. Look at Trump. You see that? You see how Trump become a lunatic? I mean, since he came in to be president, right? It's not a government, you know. United States don't have a government, and I have reason to tell you that. And to say that, they would say the Supreme, what you call it, Supreme Court, or the federal government. They have the establishment of law, right? That if you're saying things, blasphemy or something like that against the government, they'll come out and get you. Nobody's going to come out and get me for saying there is no civilized government in America. Or what they call United States is not a government. I am saying that and started off asking like the lawyers them that represent this government or institution of America. I am asking the question, what is the process that makes the Constitution of America a valid civilized government? No answer. No answer. And wherever I go on the social network, at least I have like about at least three of them now, three that boot me off. All right? And Facebook dismissed me, and I asked them, what is the reason? And they said, we're not opening back your what you call it there. They're not putting me back on the network. But they're not telling me why. Now, I can tell you why. It is these transform hominids. They're the ones that's doing it. They're the ones who say they have church and they have all kind of something. Law and order and blah, blah. And they don't know what is law and order. They know some, you know, disorderly order or convenient order, whilst they are up 24 hours a day, they're committing crimes. Now, how about what I'm saying? I'm telling you what is true. And I'm telling you flagrantly that nobody won't call me and try me. Usually happen when you come on the radio and you're talking stuff, and as long as they can understand you, you know, they would call you. Now, I don't talk that, you know, that out of I'm civilized. What I'm saying, well, you know, my accent may, you know, be something, but I mean, people understand me when I talk. Oh yeah. I'm not talking about the way they feel about the things I say, but they understand me. I write, and I may not write as good as a lot of people, but I try. What I write, people generally, even if they have a little hard time, somebody may. But look, by and large, I know people understand when I write, because I write a lot and communicate, and if people... Some people, they understand what I say, but they don't want to admit that they understand me. They say a whole bunch of nonsense. I mean, when many other people will respond and they don't have a problem at all with what I say or how I write. But a lot of people, what I'm saying is too forceful and like pressing them down on the ground, and therefore they have to look for a way to relieve themselves. I am asking you about this piece of information. Yeah, it shows that things began to happen. And remember, human civilization is no more than 200,000 years ago. But look, something happened in the world that is spreading a fog over what is civilization. White people do not know what civilization is. I'm telling you. Why should anybody want to have a problem with one person who is saying things and determined to maintain this position? Why? Can I be the only person who is right about what I'm saying? If I tell you, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Now, which other radio host, if you want to call me that, ever read this headline and read the article about Pope John Paul in the year 2000? He commanded his theologians publish this article. And the article, the place where all the Pope reside, is our place where they carried out 509 BC coup against one of our last kings that was ruling in Rome, Italy, right? And somehow this information has not gained any publicity as far as I know in my lifetime. It's not one of the things that people will talk about, because number one, white people are criminals that have killed millions of us African people, and nobody's is talking today and wonder why. I mean, whoever wonder why is not saying it out loud for nobody to talk about. But I am one person. I have no evil intent at all. And under the circumstances that I grow up, I am immune from thinking that what I'm saying is wrong. Because I grew up in church. I know the opposite of what I'm saying. I have feelings. Okay? So if somebody thinks that I am wrong, no. It's my transformation that is making me talk and talk comfortable and ready. Look, what have affected me? It is the fact that I am in church as a Christian. I don't think it's any less than 50 years of my life. So I know scripture real good. And I know some history real good too, okay? And I use the dictionary a lot, okay? So I know too much now to, you know, I wouldn't drift off course because I know what it is to be off course. So whatever I am under right now, it's not a spell. I am under the impression of knowing something different from what I grew up to and taught. Okay? Now, who is behind the church? Who brought the church about? Is it human being or the white people them who trying to make themselves human being? You know, there are a lot of things I read that bring the world to where it's at here today. And where African people don't remember themselves, who they were 200,000 years ago. A lot of us just don't remember. And they call us indigenous people. Think about Chinese and Indians and all these other African ethnic people. I know for a fact that we are using about 10% of our brain. You may not agree with that, and the reason is because you have grown up and perceive the church as a good place. There are too many of them, more than we need. But they keep on, they are getting more. They are blossoming. It's not the word I want to say, but they are getting more and more and building and building and building churches. And we don't need one of them on Earth planet here. We don't need not even one church. But yet still, you know, it's like you can't count them. You cannot count them. And you wonder, is it the same God that people are about? No wonder. The whole thing is ridiculous. It is ridiculous, and it is because we are coming from generations, many generations of the past, that the misinformation, the brainwashing, the coercing, because this is the kind of climate that we have been coming through. Pope will apologize for the sins of Catholics. Right? That's the church. And that's what I'm talking about. He's increasing in number. The church. And the Pope is the head of all the churches. And the African people, most of us, don't really care about
what's right or what's wrong with church. We don't care because what we don't know no better. Okay? We go to church and we think we get blessed anyway. It doesn't matter. I am saying to you that we don't need any church. And I dare to tell you, if you continue to go to church, you're going to perish. Especially if you're hearing what I'm telling you. Especially if you hear what I'm telling you. Not what anybody else tell you before. But maybe some people may tell you and tell you the truth too. I'm not talking about that. Not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who will tell you nonsense where you grew up with. You see what I mean? And I try to encourage you in the faith and all this kind of stuff. And you don't know the difference between faith and belief and knowledge. You don't know the difference. Okay? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, why is it? Haven't you heard anybody talk about what the... It's not just the Pope of one term writing this. He's speaking for the entire institution of the church. The Pope is speaking for them all. And this is what, read this little portion to you. Pope John Paul apologized for sins of Catholics. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, the year 2000, Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil, Vatican official said Tuesday. And the reason why the Pope is making this confession, he's an idiot, he's a sodomite. In case you didn't know, I'm telling you, and it is true. So nobody out there need to like say anything to me, because I am talking the truth, and if you think I am not talking the truth before you go into some other kind of a other world of evil over me, you don't do that. You do it over yourself. Because guess what? You can get on this radio, 347-850-13, tell me everything you would want to tell me. We could talk about this and exchange views. Okay? You are at liberty to do that. Look, I'm not talking... Or imagine, I hear a lot of people talking other things because I listen to people talking, especially people who rise to the top where a lot of people following them and listening what they say and so forth. And therefore, I have reason to listen. The confusion is awesome. And some of these people who have a lot of followers find one person who can really make a good presentation of civilization. They know a lot of picky, little something all about, but they cannot tell you the real things that people need to know. Like, is the BC era? I don't know nothing about that. What is the first, what is the first calendar? They don't know that. What is the second calendar? They probably know that is the moon, right? But they don't know what the first calendar was all about. And that is crucial to civilization and human being. And when you don't know that,
You perishing. You just eating food and, you know, go and, you know, look some companions and stuff like that. And that's not what it's all about. Okay? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, I listen to people. However, I'm listening to people now when I have the roots. I know what is civilization. I know when civilization began and by whom. Now, I am reading and accepting or believing things that I consider to be something. It's knowledge. It's worthwhile. I don't believe in nonsense that far away things you can't even ever touch at all. Moreover, to talk about, you will hold it. Now, so what I'm saying to you, anybody can test my output and things that I say. My worldview is something that anybody can call on this radio and test my sense of worldview, whether or not I know what I'm talking about. Am I starting at the right point? You know, where am I in the chronology? You know, anybody can hop on. Come on, it's my pleasure to talk to somebody. Now, these people who claim they know, I think a few of them tried in the past to talk to me. My last friend was Mr. Solution. You know, we used to talk like a decade ago. And we kind of a lose connection. But he came back and he sat in with me about a month ago. And we had a good time. Now, I don't know if Mr. Solution is going to come back and visit me, because he probably, you know, felt too bad the last time. And he probably would like to come, because we do have a good time. Yes, we have a good time. And no way of we trying to, like, frowning on each other. No, we have good, something that make us talk and, you know, and get along well. But he's a European. He's a European man. And, you know, remember, some Europeans are good scholars, write good books, and tell the truth, too. All right, so what I'm trying to tell you is that I am talking what I have learned. And if I meet somebody that don't fall in line with the chronology of things, they know a lot of things, but it's not in chronology. And if you tell them about chronology, they don't know what you're talking about. All right, so I'm locked into precision when it comes to historical knowledge, right? And the key to stay in context with civilization, you must know where it come from and not behave like, oh, you know, you can't ask me that, where that come from, I don't know. You see, but you think you are a civilized person anyway, right? It doesn't work like that. There is something about human being different from the white people. And if you are thinking that white people think they are civilized, but it is a process that they went through in the past. Okay? I know about the process that white people have gone through in the past. And why they go about, like, they can make any government appear and they can do anything they want. And that's why they fuck us all and sit and, you know, tell the African people to, like, look, don't bother going with nothing, because we come in among you and live among you whether you want it or not. That's white people attitude. Now, all right, this is an alarming thing I'm saying, but can you refute what I'm saying? That's
That's a very, very serious thing for me to say. You know, I mean, somebody must be wondering, oh, my God, he should have dead and gone a long time because can't stand what I'm saying. Well, it's true that you're alive and I am alive and I can talk and you can hear me. And the thing is, when somebody is alive, they seek knowledge to live because a lot of things going on in the world, you need the knowledge, right? Well, that's what's going on. All right. If you're not into the knowledge business, you are perishing. You don't know because you're not used to look knowledge and develop. So you are right with that. All right. So when I'm talking something that sounds like strange, anytime people are all about some things that are just, you know, like animals trying to find food and night come and they sleep and they get up next day, right? But humanity is not so because of the blood that we have. White people get a little of our blood and they stop being flat-faced man of Kenya, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I got to come back to what I started to say. I have two things on the table now. I can't make up no more. All right. So I'm telling you, and I'm going to go back to the Neolithic age and talk about who is the writer talking about in the World Literature Textbook. All right. I'm coming back to that. But let's... All right, this one came in last, and I'm trying to get rid of it first, right? This is not a joke. This is not a joke, all right? Okay, I have a chat room open up here, and anybody can come in and, you know, take a seat and whatever you want to say. All right, now, yes, you think of the church as a good thing and the kind of filthiness in the church beginning at the where it began. Who invented the church? You don't have no idea. I never have no idea either, you know what I mean? I had to develop and pay interest to certain issues that I want to know about. And it's the reason why I am able to be talking. And I pride myself in talking something that the source that I choose to tell me about this thing is reliable. I look for a reliable source. And you may want to like take it to the place where you say, oh, is man write it? Well, if you are not benefited by what man wrote, and let's say like textbook, a lot of things about people and the world in textbook, it's true and you need to know about it. Well, it's human. And you have even inhuman now that is writing things. Well, you can learn some things from that. It's not only civilized human beings existing that is writing now, because you have imitation of humanity now writing. So, you know, you have choices and stuff like that. And if you don't know, everything human being, the imitation of human being make something, what they call this, it's not duplicate, but something that, you know, they write something similar to it. And a lot of time they draw people's attention away from the writing and push their version into people's, you know, acceptance. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, it takes a lot
to give your attention to information, to sources, and be peculiar what source you get. Now, where this article come from, you probably know the name Kathy Lynn Grossman. I've seen her, I think, on Facebook, and when I was on Facebook. This is someone, a publisher, or what you call it, broadcaster, that I have seen her picture. All right. So I tell you, Pope John II made a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. If you understand that, it means like 2,000 years ago, these Roman Catholic Christianity, Christianity is the root of the Catholic Church. And these denominations out there, a lot of us may not know that Christianity is what the Roman Catholic created. You will think your denomination is all good and it's not Catholic when you read about the pedophiles and all them kind of murderers that in the Catholic Church. Well, these denominations, as you can see right now, it come from them. So you won't find denomination any real better than what the Catholic people, them like the Jehovah's Witness and stuff like that. These people are hiding a lot of sin, and the more, you know, they know now how to like hide, you know, and you know, allow people to go to a less sinful church. You know, and you think that the devil is over the Catholic place here. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I am talking what I have found to be true. And sorry about the fact that white people are so, you know, progressive. Yeah, progressive, they're so progressive Christianity. You know, there's something about it, why people are caught on. And then before you get a chance to get away from it, your brain is messed up. Brain messed up. Yes, all right. Now, so I am telling you now about, it's funny that so many people don't know about 509 BC and a king that was overthrown there and what it means to a king being overthrown, right? If you notice, Catholic people don't talk about king, they talk about priests and stuff, but they get priesthood from African people and use it for themselves and say what they want to say, until eventually you'd never know unless you learn about it that white people never talk for almost 4 million years. You won't know that unless you read and get to know that. They are coming from the hominid first species. And therefore, if you don't go into reading and find out, you won't know. And as a matter of fact, we get like set aside and be like second class people to white people. You talk about in South Africa, Johannesburg, right? At a certain time before, at the time when they throw Mandela into prison, It is because he was fighting against the white people. And imagine in Africa, you know, it's not, you're not talking about Europe. You're talking about Africa, South Africa, and white people. Okay? And if you know where white people are coming from, and to see them in South Africa, Africa, South Africa, South Africa is a place not to play with. You don't play with South Africa if you know the grandeur that is in South Africa. You don't play with South Africa. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that African people don't get to know who white people are because they first throw poison into our brain before we realize that something wrong with us. They get upper hand and begin to, like, you know, I mean, take away the prosperity that African people had. When you come to the Western world, read and find out what the Western world was like before we come to the Western world. Nobody was in the Western world. But white people might even be fierce enough to tell you they were here first. And it is as far as the East is from the West. It's not true. But they will tell you. They don't have anything to lose to tell you that. They're going to gain because they make you an idiot when they tell you and you believe it. They will get the money and the wealth from you. This is not a joke. All right. So white people are ready to kill you. You must understand that. They're ready to kill you. And the reason why they're not killing a lot of us in bulk nowadays, it is because they pretty much load up. They want. You know what I mean? So right now, they can only look for ways to shelter themselves and to keep, you know, keep their position. Right? Because now they are getting African people to marry homosexual now. They passed the law in America for married to fuck anus, okay? And you don't hear African people saying anything. When I tell you that we are using about 10% of our brain over the last 100,000 years, you might think it's, you know, it's kind of an off, you know, I mean, off level. But it's, no, I examine myself and from coming back in Jamaica and see how the entire society behaved. The conclusion, yes, because it sounds kind of awful, right? We only using 10%? Yes. Yes. When I look at the vastness of the idiocy that is going on in the world and how we are useless. We don't have a government now ruling over us. Where are the people ruling government for us? Kingship government. And we have the laws here. Now I'm able to read a little better. I can see we have laws, civilized laws. White people cannot make civilized law. But they make law, though. A.D. Anno Domini. And you go to church and celebrate Christmas and Jesus. Jesus never exists. Have mercy. Jesus never exists. But white people get African people to believe it. I found out. And anybody feel like they want to get an explanation of that? Look, I have the time to talk to anybody about anything I say. And you know, I am different from people who read and get, you know, degrees, you know, and they have a lot of skills and stuff like that. They can talk and make a lot of things happen. But I tell you what, If you put them in front of me, the fact that I only pay attention to the chronology of civilization. You know what? My argument remains sound, and I don't go off into people's territory on their esoteric skills. I leave them with their esoteric skills. I stay with the things in my range that I know about, and I tell you what, a lot of them don't know these important things that I know and crevice that I go into to put my organization, I don't mean with people, I mean myself. Yeah. Anything I am into, you know what? I have the chronology. I have the context. I'm going to follow it from where it starts. A little law is good to have, especially when you're not a lawyer, right? And one is precedence, a word, precedence. They use it a lot in court. Where did something start is important for you to know. And so the least of us is blessed if you pay attention to some things that helps you to stay in line with things happening in the world before and now. Yeah, you got to have a sense of where things begin, by whom, and so forth. What time, and all that. Know what is BC different from AD. And you will be able to guide yourself if you know these things. But what happens if you don't? You're perishing. All right. So I am telling you, this Pope here is a demonic person. The Pope is a demonic person. And whites are white people. White people are demonic people. As a whole. It's not that some of them are not nice. But, hey, they come from the sodomite culture. And living among African people with a high density of civilization force, they are forced to amend because they never did wear clothes. It is us. They follow and wear clothes. Oh, it's a long time, but it is true. You see them now, they look like us, talk like us, and all that kind of stuff. But white people are not humans. They are not humans. And if you think there's nothing else but humans to be, well, look at them. They are something else. They are not human. Okay? But they want to be human. And they do things that make them look like human beings. And frightening things they do to make them look like human being, you'll have to like stand up real, real, real good and have a stomach for logic, right? With good sense, good observation. So I'm telling you now, they call themselves a church. And like, you know, they believe in purity, and it's not true. So here it is telling you, the Roman Catholic Church. You'll feel like you need to respect them because, you know, the church do some good things and stuff like that. That's good things that we don't need. We do not need what the church does. The church is not to be among us. It's not to be on our turf. And a lot of us don't know that. But the white people force us into this position, and we would have to come alive, wake up to understand why we accept white people among us. They're sodomites. They are sodomites. And they are trying hard to kind of appear like they are not. And what I'm telling you is the truth. All right. So the Pope is saying here, the pontiff will make the plea for pardon unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said during the, what was this now? Yes, during the prayer of the faithful in celebration of Lenten Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. This St. Peter's Basilica is where they remove the king of Africa, a Roman king, okay? And they tell all kind of lies and try to hide it. Today, you don't even hear nobody talk about it unless I have a vested interest in talking about it. Truth is to be known. That's why I am talking about it. Now, if the white people, they feel all right when they hear the truth, well, they don't mind when we talk about it. But I know, by and large, they don't want to say, they don't want to accept us talking things that put them into that, what they are coming to realize is not good to be known in some of the characteristics that they have put out. They don't want us to, like, feature them. You see what I mean? But they come to our territory. They do us bad things. I mean, not just bad, bad things, but bad, bad, bad beyond things that we are not in a position to accommodate them any longer. That you hear me real good. You hear me real good. We are not in a position to accommodate white people because, look, they get what they want. Why are they still among us? They don't have any need to be among us, but they have needs. They have needs to be among us. Do you know what those needs are? Fucking assholes. That's why they are here. Okay? And you may look at some and think like, oh, what are you talking about? This person, you have to look at them as a culture. That's what matters. Why are they here? Why? And if you read why we are here before them thousands of years before. Okay? They are here because they want us. For a number of reasons, including fucking your ass. They make a law now that we must fuck assholes too. Yeah, so when you know, we are civilized, we are not fucking ass people. We are humans, they are not, and they want to put themselves like they are humans. All right, well, look, it's going to be a war of words. And you know, that's where the gas comes out. You're not going to like it. You know, it better be you go into war otherwise. But that's not the war we are into. It's a word war, and that it's a word that have force in it. That when we tell you to leave from, because we have not left where we come from. We were sent into the Western world to settle down. They left from Africa themselves 1.5 million years ago. They left Africa and go up into Europe, and that's their place. They are the only homosexual people in the world. They need to stay up there in Europe. It is because we lose our mind. We fall from grace. We don't have any more sense. And even dogs. White people live with dogs. They have sex with dogs. Women and dogs. Women and women. Men and men. That's what is crowd around us. That's not the position for us to be in. But they want us to be in it because they feel good with it. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you now, those of us who know that we don't want sodomites around us. We don't want church that the sodomites bail about Jesus, because those things are not even true. It's not true, but we are lost. We think it's true. I know it's not true, right? And if you listen to what I'm saying, you can go and find out that I ain't lying at all. Anytime you find me in something that is not true, call me up on it, please. No joke. All right. So it goes on, and I'm telling you that the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. Memory, what is it? Memory and reconciliation. You see, they remember the evil they do, and they're trying to have reconciliation. You can't have reconciliation with white people because they're not human to begin with, and evil that they have done, they can't repent for it because they are by nature primates. Okay, they will never be human. So whatever modification they make, it's not going to turn them into human being. But they are forcing us to accept them as, and you see how they kill each other. See, I mean, Russia and this little country that they lost, they go there and begin to kill them. And it's their own. It's not African people. It's their own. They're doing that. Okay? But think about what the millions and millions of us, they already done it to. Right? So it appears like nature is like giving us a break and then push them out to sea. Okay? I think this is what we are looking at now. They have done their time. It's no more Pisces. It's Aquarius. Aquarius. And you will see they do mad things like Trump. Trump is stone crazy. You know what I mean? When a man turn against his own legacy and don't know that he's making sure that he lose everything he has. And nobody cannot tell him. You see, I mean, that guy from over there, the Fox Network, been talking to him and you can't flip Trump back to, you know, whatever little sense he did have. No, he's gone. He is gone. Well, so the rest of them are going to go. Really? In one, may not the same exact way, but they are going to go. Because as long as I am here talking the truth, the God's love and want us to reconcile to the knowledge of the way human beings supposed to be, the gods are going to help us. They are going to see to it that we come back to our senses, right? So that's all there is to it. We, even if you ever have any reason why you think, you know, some white people are good, we can't do nothing to these people than what them do already. Okay? What they have done for themselves already is enough. They need to go back where they come from. And if they're behaving like, oh, you know, they should be able to stay in America, they don't want to stay in America because they need any wealth. Okay? They come here and they get wealthy long time. The first 100 years, and they can go back. But I'm telling you, money and wealth is not just what these white people want. They want us to become sodomite like them. And if you think I'm not telling the truth, you tell me where you can find a real Jesus in the Bible. There's no real Jesus in the Bible, okay? And you probably say, what? Because you believe it long time. Well, you got to get rid of that belief and look for some fact. Look for some fact. Jesus never existed. The God in the Bible never existed. That don't mean that I deny that
you know, the power of God. It's not God. They want us to believe in a God, a Abraham God, and that God don't exist. We don't have any Abraham that they write about in the Bible. Neither creation, what they write in the Bible, is not ours. Adam and Eve is not the creation in history. Okay, they are writing a different Adam and Eve in their Christian Bible. So there are a lot of things for us to know. The point is, you reach a stage where you believe the foolishness, you're not able to transform and get yourself back to your real self. So you will be defending them. Go to Europe with them. Go live in Europe with these white people. Because look, if you think there are too many of them here for us to talk about, they must go. It's not too many of them because we are always more than them in number, right? Don't have no sympathy for white people because you don't know how many of us they kill because you probably don't read to find out. But a Holocaust upon Holocaust that they kill us and we never go to Europe. We do nothing to them. We don't do anything to them. And therefore, we don't need to be sorry for these people who come here and kill us. They come here and they behave like they are the ones who've been here first and we come here come bother them. That's the way they behave. Now, I'm telling you the truth. And they make up all these churches to destroy our brain. When you believe in what they're doing, it doesn't matter what kind of church you talk about. The church are all sleaze institution. You see, and all the what you call the secular institution that they have, like the police force and the army and the navy and stuff like that. These folks don't have those things for civilization. And I'm telling you the truth. You see, all of them foolishness are right in the Bible about God and Jesus and wise men following star and all this kind of thing. They are junk nonsense. You see what I mean? All right. But if that's all you know and you're going to believe it till you're dead, go do that. But I tell you what, you're better off seek, question, and you will find. So it goes on to tell that the church and the faults of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusations made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. So you hear the way they reason? They don't want a better life beside the church that they can do all the evil in, whilst we believe that the church belongs to God and we belong to God too, because we really don't know the truth of history and who these white people are and who we African ethnic people are. The document, listen to now, if you think that these things should be something into the church from the very top, from the popes, right? Listen to what they have been doing to the African people. Why the African people? There is something, reason that you should know if you're an African ethnic person. Why white people follow us everywhere we go? Why do they do that and make it seem like, oh, it's, you know, they're just trying to get something? No, they want to make us faggots. Okay? I'm telling you the truth. Now,
Nothing in the Bible is going to save you, because especially the New Testament don't have nothing that you have a chance to be saved in, because the whole of it is, bush, filth stuff in the entire New Testament. If you go in the Old Testament, you will see some warnings against the New Testament, but they don't preach those things, right? But I begin to read and I see things in the Old Testament. They don't belong in the Old Testament. But these white people make up the Bible. It's not a one author like you think it's a God author the book. Not true. Okay? The Bible is made up of how many? 66 books. So what you make of the 66 books, it doesn't carry the same thesis. Okay? They use the name to make it seem like everything is about, goodness. But that's not true. You go in the Old Testament and you read something, it has nothing to do with Christianity. But they still have it there and call it the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Now, come on now to the document the Pope provided with the confession. The documents list false the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, when you hear that, what do you think? The amount of time I read this here, and not one person would call in and talk about it. It goes to show you how far away we are. So I am talking this thing now. Was not a person that is well-founded with what I'm saying, I would not be here. I don't think I would be here still talking it, because I am digging the bottom of the well. I'm not afraid to do it. Telling these white people they are sodomite. We are not sodomite. They come here and passing law for we to start fucking each other's ass. That's what the federal government wants. The federal government is the one that is causing the problem in the world and make it seem like it's somebody else. That's just not true. They are not a government, and it's the way to get rid of them is to tell them that. Tell them the truth. They are not government. AD Anno Domini is not government. And the only thing they can do is cut my mic off and let nobody hear it. They're going to know it anyway. Okay? These people are sodomites. And why we don't want to tell them they are sodomites, and even the Bible condemn them, why are we afraid then? If you think the Bible is true, the Bible is against sodomy. You read in Genesis 19. We are sodomy, are stinkers. You see what their behavior was when they attacked Lot? Haven't you read it and understand it? No, you do not. Because they already destroy our brain, and we are ready. Anything they can do, they can do it. That's what is going on, right? But the gods think something different. They know who they created in human being. It's not the white people that they create. White people now want us to think that they are humans like us. Well, you know better, you know better. All right. So I put that down, and I'm coming back now to the context of civilization. And, you're talking about after we to the Western world. Because 100,000 years ago, and then many thousands of years bring us to where we are. But when we were just leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, something happened. And what they write in the Bible about men, you know, it's the time when they say that we fall from, yes, the fall of the human race. It says the fall of human race. It wasn't talking about white people. Okay? And when you read the Genesis story about humanity, about Adam and Eve and the offspring of Adam and Eve, you read that. Do you think white people were in there? No. So when it wants to tell you that Jacob and Esau, one of them born, they were twins, probably, but one of them was light complexion. You think it talks about white people? The three tribes that they say, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, what kind of people were they? Now, the different types of tribes were not white for Shem, Ham, and Japheth. None of them, no white people. No, because white people don't have any book that show that they were created by any god whatsoever. But we turn fool in such a way that they can tell us anything and we believe it. Because remember, you're only going off 10% of your brain, and then the other side of your brain is not working. It's so much of our brain is gone. Really? Okay? So, if you begin to get your brain back, you will manifest it. But if you're still talking nonsense and acting stupid, it means that your brain is gone. That's what happened. All right, so I am telling you now that whereas we have these white people on our backs, they did not have any other agenda but to come to change us. What I'm saying, I'm not just making it up. I have their own writing that say it. You know, they were going and invading our territories. Different group of us, they go and conquest everything we have, right? Because they realized 100,000 years ago, our brain gone. And we keep going down the mental slope, just having atrophy. And until we get where we are, we don't know ourselves, right? And they know that we have lost our sober mind. They know that is the reason why they come in, you know, with all of their might and will right in your face say they're making law for your married homosexual. That means the way they behave right now, they hone us. Because that's what they say. Thin world is their civilization. That's what these faggot fucking asshole white people say. If you don't know they mean it, they mean it. Look at them. Look at what they do. Look at how much. Come on. The Holocaust, we didn't kill ourselves. They come here and kill us in the Holocaust. And if we sit quietly, how much of our brain we have lost. What is wrong with, say, we only use 10% of our brain. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You see what I mean? We wouldn't be in this situation where we don't have government, because there is Africa. Their brain is them turned fool too, because why would they be selling us for slaves? We are the people who rule by kings, not them. And we're not seeing what is happening around us. We're not seeing it, right? And it's hard to reverse once you've gone forward in high gear. It's hard to come back. But some of us can experience change, right? So I'm telling you, when white people behaving like they are human beings, they start calling themselves Homo sapien and all this kind of stuff, and we are just wise sapien. We are not no Homo sapien. But they are doing these things because they hope to keep us off crazy like we have been. And they are able to do anything they want. Write a Bible and call us any name they want and do anything they want. Why we don't say nothing about what they write in the Bible about us? And they don't come from any place where they were talking. They bite us and get blood out of us and start talk. That's what happened. But because our brain is affected, they are able to do whatever they want to do. And that's what is going on. But what happened now that those of us are seeing? Those of us that are seen are not going to just, watch them do what they want to do. And they might want to look at us and say, like, we can't tell them anything. But it's not going to happen like that. Proper word usage. Know what you're talking about. Know your story. They cannot stand up to the truth. The real truth. You see, because now, when I... things that I didn't know, when I look and see the kind of stuff, like, for example, you're talking about civilization and we being stunted. Our beloved what his name is? Mandela. Nelson Mandela. These white people come behind us after we've been like some 40 or more, 50,000 years in the Western world, right? These white people are coming behind us, some of our blood, and they began to talk. They go to our institution. I can show you that in the World History textbook, and that they begin to become, they are brilliant now. They are doctors, lawyers, and all kind of things, right? And if we don't come back to our senses, they will control us until every one of us are dead. All right. But to show you the problem that even though you go to university and college and get lots of education, if you don't get a special type of education, these people will ride you like a jackass, and you will go to church and pray and have prayer meeting and everything, and you don't know something wrong with it. You're reading about things that they are using to insult you as an African person, and you don't know it. Nelson Mandela, they put him in prison, and these people didn't have any right to come and say they have laws to govern anything in our territory. So you see from where everything goes downhill, we can, that Nelson Mandela, as smart as you may think he is, it's not that he wasn't smart, but he lost his mind because he is dealing with people who don't have authority of law. And he is a lawyer.
And he can tell them that they lack jurisdiction. Say that. Show you that he's only so good upstairs. And I bet he maybe, not maybe, I know Nelson can add and subtract better than me. Right? But, you know, the part of my brain that come back to me is a... That part of Nelson Mandela don't come back to him, because he's fighting against these guys that he should be the lion biting them up. Instead, they put him in their prison and they don't have no prison whatsoever. Just like A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani, if you read what it is, it's not a government power, legislation or nothing. Because they don't have any government. I mean, Nelson Mandela is under kingship. We have it here. And it's just like, you know, I mean, when I see this, I say, you know, Nelson Mandela was not up against a government. And he, in America, has kingship law to defend himself and people against folks like these who want to come in and find a place they're not supposed to be. Especially, he should be able to tell them that they are faggots and they can't be among our culture. He should be able. Nelson Mandela didn't work anything as a lawyer. I mean, he may do a couple things. Yeah, but to the end, they put him for life in a prison. Come on. So he's no better than Muhammad Ali and Farrakhan and, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah, as a lawyer, he didn't work anything much. Almost nothing Nelson Mandela never worked. Right? I do a little... paralegal. I graduate, but I'm no big thing. But the amount of common sense you get in law concept, it keeps the dirt off of your feet. You see, I'll keep anybody, you know, do bad things to you. You can defend yourself. Legally meaning, okay, what I'm trying to tell you is no lie. And if you think that, you know, people are afraid if you take them to court and, you know, they're going to sue you and stuff like that. People don't like go to court because you can lose what you don't want to lose if you go to court against adversaries. All right. So that's why it's good to know some legal knowledge, you see what I mean? Because you can keep a lot of harm off of you. Now, I am telling you, the position that we are in right now, A.D. Anadamani is not law. And take it and run with it, because it's true. A.D. Anadamani, that white people using to run the world, is not law. We have law that is not being used. We have civilized law. They don't have not even frog foot. The reason why I'm here, and the only thing that they can do is turn off my mic. That's the only thing they can do. So you know their back is they know their back is against the wall, because from the fact, I wrote a tweet on Twitter and said, well, it's time to get rid of the pontifex. It's time to get rid of the presidency of the United States. It's time to get rid of the God of Abraham. Those three things, I tell them, they need to get it out of our society. And I appeal the tweet, and it's going into it's maybe going over 4 years now.
and they have not responded to the tweet. They want to just let it sleep away. This is the way these faggot white people are. Twitter, imagine all of these institutions that they make up and exalted like this, they don't worth anything. And I tell you that, and you will think that, oh my God, with so much lawyers around, all of these lawyers in the United States don't worth anything more than the context of A.D. and Adamani, foolish, I mean, sodomite, so-called law. It's, look, it doesn't have not even a speck of civilization on it. And they're using it to do so much things. So much things. They come here and take away everything the African people have. Imagine that. And make up all the banks out there and don't give anything back to the people. Now it's time we're going to take it back from them. Because, hey, the truth is the truth. The law, the civilized law is the law. They don't have any. These sodomite fucking ass stinking bitches, where they come from, and all the you know, you talk about all of these oligarchs that is written up in the man, in the documents about them. Oh, they kill, I mean, like without any conscience at all, and we don't do them anything. We don't do these fucking ass white people nothing. And those who stand around and allow them to do it and behave like, oh, nothing any wrong. That's why I tell you, don't have any pity on white people and don't take them for granted. Do not take them for granted. And if they think they're going to get away with what they do, we have some tornadoes out there right now. Tornadoes out there right now. And you look at what the tornadoes are doing. And, you know, nobody will say, well, you know, God is, the gods are against them. You read about the gods that came on earth in South Africa and go all over this planet and hone this planet. Civilization, that's where we are created from. Civilized human being, and they want to like behave like they are human being. No, but the truth is here to strike them dead. The true tornado is out there, and you may see some. I see a lot of African people caught up into the tornadoes, and I say, wow, for a while, I've never seen African people getting, you know, bashed up. But now I see quite a few. You know why? We are the ones who accommodate these white people. We accommodate them. We go to church. We go vote for them. So when the tornado come, you watch and see what it's going to do. It's going to, like, tear up these those who are condoning these sodomites. If you are African, you're condoning when you go vote for them and talk about, you think that this is the only government. It's not government. We are dealing with a people who are just like donkeys. Who talks, yeah, and don't realize we're not to do no business with them. They are not government, and we have the government and not paying it no attention. Yeah. You see, that's how dumbed down we are, dumbed down. All right, look, I was trying to show you evidence in the World History textbook that I just found out that Europe is not a civilized country. And you trace the history and find out that these white people ancestors, Homo erectus, developed in Africa, and 1.5 million years ago,
they left Africa and go up into Europe. Well, until today, the records still show that they never talk. They never speak a word, right? They are grunters, flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what they were. They make stone tools, nothing else, and make a fire. That's it. Okay? How do we come to talk now? Well, we know the story and what they become. I know the story. You see? So those of us who don't get the story and get it right, well, you don't know the extent to which these whites have developed a craft of destroying us, because they destroyed the Neanderthals and they turn on us. What I tell you, if you think it's not true, I don't know what you're going to do. Keep on doing what you're doing. You can. But what I'm telling you is true. I'm not crying high water right now, but I'm sure what I'm saying is coming off of high water inside of me. It's not a joke. But I can't go around crying like a baby. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. White people that you see there and you think that they are your boss, no. They are like a whole cat if you have one. That's right. And just like Mandela was fighting them and didn't know that they don't have not even one drop, one speck of power called government, and yield up himself to them. And that's what we are going through right now. So I'm telling you how I find out these people are nothing. Never will. White people will never. Because if they come around me right now, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. You know what? None of them would want to, talk to me face to face. Because guess what? They'd lose every single thing right there because their own mouth would have given them up. Their own mouth. I know the truth. They know the truth too. At least some of it. All right? But enough that they will not be able to stand up to the fire. Because they will have to condemn their own self, because I know the truth. And a man who knows the truth and know what question to ask you, you don't have a chance. And the things that I'm saying, why they don't answer back the tweet, they realize those things that I say, wipe them off the map. Okay? And, sometimes I get broken up because of something. I feel very contrite because of where I come from. That's right. I come from, the dreary places of slavery, okay? And where all of our people strain to make a night's dinner. Talk about in America here, where they talk about so much percent of the African people didn't really have anything. And where they live is a place that not even the ground is helping them, right? And these white people were being wealthy, the wealthiest in the world. You imagine that. You imagine that. And they come here and pretend like they have government. And when I'm telling you, AD and Adamani don't worth nothing, not even the smallest coin in the currency. They don't, AD and Adamani is not a current currency. It's not. to light, what do you think is going to happen? Everything turned upside down because everything is based upon what you hold, what you hold, what you hold. The truth that I discover ain't no African people own white people a dime, nothing. You don't owe them. They owe us. They must return what they have stolen to us. Okay? And what I'm telling you is plainly seen in the world is a textbook. They can't tell you no Bible because Bible is not certified by no government at all. Okay? The Bible is not considered a civilized book in any kind of way. They want you to think that God word is there and they just need to tell you the word of God. Look, if you are in that position, listen to what I'm saying. Make use best you can, right? And save yourself. Where I am coming from is a sad, sad background. Okay? Although they are worse than me, but that doesn't pay for, you know, my disadvantages. You see what I mean? But I have to give the thanks to the gods. I have to give them the thanks because I have bad brain dysfunction. Bad brain dysfunction. Slow to read. Slow on a whole bunch of stuff. My nerves is weak. I tried to play the guitar for about like maybe 45 years and still cannot play anything. My nerves is so weak when I, you know, press the strings on the guitar, you know, to hold and sustain melody and stuff like that. No. I suffer in my childhood the kind of stuff I had to do as a child and all that. Let me tell you something. When I see that I was able to read past fourth grade level, that was something beyond my expectation. I read up to at school, graduate with 12.12 reading comprehension, right? And it helps me. And then I go and I did the paralegal. And then that takes me up to where I am today. I know where I'm coming from. I know I'm an old man now, but you know, I think I serve a purpose because there ain't nobody right now in the flesh can debunk anything I tell you that in the whole United States, there is no government here. And you think that this guy is crazy. You think I'm crazy? I'm telling you that in this world history textbook, we have the information that tells us who is civilized. And from 200,000 years ago to where we are, this book delineates the African people, not white people. So when I tell you that I found out Europe is not a civilized continent or country, whatever you call it, and the people who are assigned to Europe are white hominid bipedal, what we call white people today, Homo erectus offspring, and come and interfere with our people until they begin to talk. And this is where we have the problem. with them who are now, I mean, pushing us out the way, saying they are human, and they are not. But the kind of notoriety or the power that they wield, and we, with our sick brain, accommodate them because we don't know any better. All right. Well, I'm seeing things from a legal perspective. Okay? And I'm saying if they know what is hanging over their head, they will pack up and go back where they come from. Yes, that's what they are to do. Because all these bunch of sodomite power that they exist on our people, it's over with. It is over with. Okay? Only the gods can be on their side to save them. Look at the tornadoes out there. They don't want to talk about it because they know what is happening. They don't want to, like, encourage people to know the truth. But I'm telling you, it is written that they're going to get it. So I know that because I see it. It is written in good source. And I tell you, we're preachers should be able to preach about it, but they can't because they're not seeing any return from Jesus, nor the God who beget a son, Jesus. All these kind of stuff are sodomy church dogmas. Nothing no true about it. You see what I mean? So you see these people with them billions and billions of dollars. I'm telling you, the truth is right now they are a thief. They stole it. So it means, you know, shake them down with it, with the truth. Because they don't have any, no government authority, any business at all. I mean, nothing. There is no law. For that cannot make law. Look at what their law when they go to Genesis 19. Look at what they did to Lot. Look at what they did to Lot. That is their government you're looking at. Yeah. Yes, you look at it for real. I don't know if they're even making anybody hear this today. If they make anybody out there listen to this today, I tell you what, something has to be happening to them. But they know, this guy, Tim Aldred, that I don't fear, especially I know I am in the right, they are in the wrong. They come here in the West when we were long here, and is after they do their thing, they come after us and come with their whole bunch of evil. And we could not defend against them. Now, if anybody existed like I am back in time, they would not be around. Just like I am here now, and they are not going to be around. And as far as I'm concerned, they be gone. White people be gone because they don't have any civilized backing to what they're doing. It doesn't matter what they think. Batty man, fucking ass, white people don't have any wealth anywhere. It must be that they take some up to Europe. They can't show you where they had a civilized place in Europe. The only thing they can show you is AD and a dominal date where they have anything in Europe because they come here and call the Western world their civilization. They think that they can do business based on us. Imagine that! They can't show you anything in Europe that they done build as civilized people. Like, Show some son's soul and see where you date it. They can't show you that. I am not joking. You see, I deposed a federal judge one time. And I can tell you something. That was cool. It was cool. And I tell you, I catch the judge in a lie from a question I asked him three times, because he started lying to me the first time I asked him the question. I rephrase it a second time, and he lied again. I rephrase it again and pose it to him a third time, and he lied again, all right? Three strikes, you're out, and that's where I buried him. I showed him the document with the information, and he looked up, read, and he said, "I'm sorry, I forget." But yet, in the line, he said he did read the information before he came out. So that means his lie was true, right? So I take him to the end. And then when I proved to him that you're lying, he said, "I'm sorry." A federal judge. I am just a paralegal. I don't know if I graduated yet. But look, I knew to ask him questions. And I know about the context of the issue I'm talking. You see, and he couldn't duck out. And he had the lawyer I was suing in the case while I was deposing him, because he and the lawyer seemed to make some money out of the people I was suing, right? And that's what happened. Well, I'm just somebody, like, if you tell me something and I remember accurately and stuff like that, don't come back and try to fool me. Don't come back and try to fool me. So, civilization is not A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani is not. Their moon calendar where them have is not civilization. There's nothing white people have in America that is civilized. Nothing. And you challenge me and see if you win. All right. So I'm telling you, they are not civilized. Not one given one of them. Okay? And they never will. When they're talking about America, they're going to make America great again and stuff like that. They are fucking assholes. That's what they're doing. That's why they talk stuff like that. And they don't think about how many holocausts they created in America, not just America alone. You see what I mean? So what I'm telling you, I am not out of my mind. You see, that they are no civilized folk. But Mandela didn't know that. Because just as I caught that judge in the lie, that's right, if that was all it takes to give me justice, I would have a lot of money because of that. You know, because I could, you know, do things in a different way. But that guy played a role in my bad luck, right? And whereas I did nothing wrong to deserve that. But their white system is there that anytime an African person wants to move forward is to kick you back, right? If you are doing a business, they are going to mash up your business and see to it you don't come to nothing. Why? They want you to fuck asshole. That's what they are all about. Yes, to make you a sodomite. If you think it's something else they want, they have enough money, long time they could have go back home. They're not go back home. They want the entire African race all over the world to become sodomites. That's why they bring, talk about, now, they don't respect us. Because why do they come and make law to marry two fucking ass anything. Why? They don't, look, they don't care about our civilization. They don't care about civilization. You hear me tell you? Okay, all the dress up, you see the dress up. It's not, it is because they are being forced by civilized current to look like us. And that's all white people are doing. He's trying to look like human beings. Now, if you think I am wrong, come on up. Come on up. And come on up and challenge, and we will do it. Let everybody hear. All right. Now, I don't know if anybody is listening to me over there, but we have about another 55 minutes to go. But I want to let you know that the World History Textbook, like in the case Glencoe, these folks come in and say they are government, and they write all kind of a shit into the book, into the World History Textbook. But I'm reading well enough to know when they are shitting, you know, on a clean surface. And that's what they do throughout this book, these white people here. So it doesn't matter from the bottom state, you know, to Washington, you know, these out of order, piss people have the guts to talk about the White House. Listen to me. What they do to, and we are afraid to say what they are? No, that's intimidation. There can never be no White House. But they are going to prove to us just like they force their, what they stick into the other guy, asshole. Yeah. They're not afraid to do that, so they are not afraid to come and talk about they have a White House. Now, you tell me, where do they come from to deserve that position that they have here? It's to tell us that we don't value nothing, and we're going to come here and force you to marry to somebody that is your own sex and stuff like that, and there's nothing you can do. That's what they're telling us. That's what they're telling us. Well, we have tornadoes and a whole bunch of stuff to, you know, just give us a little space, a little time. Telling you right out there, the tornadoes are working. Right now, they're out there working, right? I pray for tornadoes. I pray for tornadoes to come and destroy them because they don't respect us. And look, we bear enough pain and suffering. So now, we should not hesitate to tell them that the Bible, even their Bible said, sodomite is a culture that must mix with others. And they don't care. They are going to do it anyway. So these guys use their rod penis to go into another and gouge out another guy asshole, right? And they don't have any shame. They want the world to do it to equal with them. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. To show you from what they call White House to anywhere, these are, you know, just, I mean, people who don't know nothing about a civilized anything, but they want to, like, behave like they're civilized. No. I'm telling you, to be displaced is a bad thing. To displace us where we are is bad. But the fact is, we have fire back, kick back. You see what I mean? Kick back. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, kick back. If we don't come back to ourselves, they are never, ever going to try to help us up, these white people. So don't be sorry for them. Okay? And you think like, I mean, why am I talking like this? I'm talking like this because I have to. I have to. And I don't, I only respect the gods above because they are being denied of their goodness, right? And you see the wind and the rain and the temperature and everything. And we don't give no honor to the gods. And we know it's written. And these faggot white people, they want all the glory for everything, okay? Well, I know it's not true. I know it's not true. And you know what? As long as I live, I am going to give praise to the Elohim gods. Because that's all I see in source and in sources. That life came from them. They came and dipped into the Persian Gulf. And all of these places that we talk, that they do, regardless of all these other foolishness that we hear people talking, these information about the gods and when they came to earth, that's what we are living by every day. And all the things that are written in summer, the king list and everything like that, it all matches and it is the civilized information in the world. It's nothing else. So all these other things that people are talking, they can't find any fitting to make a chronology out of these factual things. You see, these things are written of the gods are true. And they all take care of different things in the atmosphere and stuff like that. And like I said to you, even before 4000 BC, craftspeople, and you are to look to see who are the people this book is talking about. Is it white people? Do you see them in anything civilized here? You know, from the Neolithic age coming right on, you see anything related to them? What you use to know the difference is two species in this world history textbook, and it's the hominid primates and wise sapien. Two. All right. Wise sapien is the human. Is the human race come from that species? And they want to come in and talk about, oh, they are a part of the sapien species after they killed the Neanderthals that belongs to our subgroup. Think we don't have any sense. That's what they think. You know what? This is what I'm trying to say. I have to cry sometimes because I was not supposed to have any sense. But I just find that when I read, I can retain certain things. I cross-reference pretty good. I'm not interested in lies at all. I'm not interested in bug up anything. I am telling you exactly from a pure mind, a pure heart, because there's nothing else out there that I want but this. So I'm telling you, I find out that Europe itself, I didn't know that, is not a civilized land because it never had any settlers that were civilized to settle over there. These guys go up there because it's cold and they can make fire. And it's like, you know, it's a better climate for them. That's what the book says. So how do they come out now out of Europe and want to make themselves like us who come from South Africa come to the Western Hemisphere? Many, many thousands ahead of them. And they come here now, and because they knew what they did 100,000 years ago when our people were leaving Africa, they know what they did. to our people and the Neanderthals. They know, and they have committed themselves to so much of the, what they did till there is no way for them to, like, deny what they are doing from then until today, right? And they are doing it all on nothing. A.D. Anadamani, a Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is never a real character. Neither is the God in the Bible any manifestation that they are true. But they want you to believe it. Believe will keep you until you're dead, right? No, we have things here that you don't need to wait until you're dead, because the things are true, what it says about the gods. You can go all of these places that are named, and you will. Those places are there. Those places are out there. So if you want to follow folly, then you won't find any place. Then you will join the believing club. I am not in that biblical believing club, because that's not the way to use words and to follow logic. You see what I mean? So that's right. I can be a witness with why I am a human being, and I'm not fancying the color of my skin, but I'm talking about our brain and cerebellum. You know, it's not the same brain like what these white people have. You know that? No, because they are from a different species with a different taxonomic inside. Okay? So there's a way to distinguish us. So what they are doing is playing on our brain that, you know, is messed up. That's it. All right. So now I'm telling you, when you see the things that are done here, based on the fact that these white people are not known to do anything but make stone tools, you know this history is talking to us at the end of the Neolithic age. So it come on down to this portion. Even before 4000 BC, Cross people had discovered that thin metal bearing rocks, they could turn the metal into liquid. Now, does this belong to them? White people would want to tell you, you know, it belongs to them. But the book, you'd go contrary to what the book say about them when they were leaving Africa and go up to Europe. 1.5 million years ago, when not even the gods never come to earth yet. It's after that the gods came to earth 445,000, right? 445,000 years ago that the gods came to earth. And it's like about 250,000 years later, they created mankind. This is what the book, the source book, is telling us. So it's not talking about them making metal-bearing rocks. They could turn the metal into liquid. You see, it's not them. You can tell plainly it's not them. The liquid metal could then be cast into molds to make tools and weapons. You see, you will hear they talking about them make weapons and all this kind of stuff. And the book don't say that. It doesn't say that. It only tell you that they are primates. They are apes. You see, that's where they are coming from. You see? So what I am telling you, our brain that is worn out because of the bad blood diseases that these white people give us. All right, they can do all these things to us, because we don't know the difference. Those of us who are fearing some enlightenment is different, because we are somehow, you know, wasn't all that badly damaged, and somehow some remnant of us is left. All right. So this, I wanted to tell you that how we come along down to the Bronze Age, right? And there are more that I skipped, I didn't read, but the Bronze Age don't belong to white people, because all they were doing was destroying what we were establishing in the latter part of the Bronze Age, like 1200 BC, right? And it is about 6 to 8 years after the Bronze Age, the closure of the Bronze Age, and do the coup in Italy, 509 BC. Look, these folks ain't going to get away. They ain't going to get away with what they have done, because we know the truth now. Now, it goes on to say this. It says, at first, Neolithic settlements, which is not talking about European people at all. At first, Neolithic settlements had been hardly more than villages. And this, again, you can find, it doesn't refer to white people and Europe, okay? Because, like I tell you, the only species that go up into Europe was them, okay? Was these white people, hominids, all right? As the inhabitants mastered the heart of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex society. See what I mean? It's not their society, it's ours. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies. And I can tell you the reason why at this time they were creating armies is because of these white people who were criminals and all over our things in the Western world. To build walled cities. It is because of them why we need walled cities to protect ourselves from them. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You don't hear anything about Europe. Europe is not counted as a civilized place. Like I said, there never were any civilized people to go up there and live. It's only them. Only white people. Okay? This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Are they the human that the book speak of? Would this book be talking about hominid, primates, and human at the same time? It has not done so. But day to day, they are forced to look like us and behave like us. That is what is pushing them, and they don't care. As long as we don't object and make a thing of it, they are going to get what they want and treat us like we are sodomites too. That's what they are up to. Okay? So it goes on to say, this would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Now, which human life is this book talking about? Isn't it obvious that throughout this book, it only speaks of the African people as civilized people? When it speaks about them, it tells you who they are, and they are not human beings. So it goes on to tell you that the emergence of civilization, this is where we are. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grow and become more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization, you don't call white people, okay? A new form of human existence. It didn't say the color of his skin or not like that. It's talking about the taxonomic, the anthropology, the anthropic human being. That's what it's talking about. It's not these faggot white people am. Okay? So you can see clearly, as I show it, Europe is not a country of civilized being. Okay? You get it right? That's right. They're not. Thing that happened that put them into the situation that they are in right now and where we are right now with the problem. But like I'm pointing out, we know the truth now. So here we go. It is telling us that we know that we don't mingle with white people because they're full of disease. And they like to, we have the proof now that they like to kill us for what we have. We know that. All right. So if you want to go to their church and go vote for them and all that, you need to get to know these folks. As we have seen, early human beings, it don't say the primates them, the hominid. It doesn't say them at all. It says human every time. And they want to now call us animal, classify us like animal. One of their own so-called scholar take over to call we human being animal. Really? You really? I say really? They do it. That's how grave these honest fucking lusters. That's the way they go about it. I want them to behave now and like they are real civilized people. You see what I mean? No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. We got to damn it. Okay? And it goes on, new form of human existence mean the way you're living. It don't mean that you go fucking asshole with them. Called civilization. Our life is a civilization kind of life, right? Because we were born and raised civilized. But now we're going to establish things that put us in what we call civilization. You see? They can't do these things because anything they make up, it is not civilized. They are copying what we do and want to make it like it's the same thing civilization we do. It's not the same. We know the difference. So it goes on to tell you, a civilization is a complex culture in which large numbers of human beings share a number of common elements. It don't mean them. It don't include them anywhere because it tells you human everywhere. And it never ceases to call them who they are. Hominid. Primates, apes, okay, and homo is not about us, the human being. We are not homo, and they begin to call us homo sapien and call themselves homo sapien and call themselves human. That's what they're doing, messing up our world. Yeah, it says. Human beings share complex common elements. historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilization. Six of the most important characteristics of cities. Government. Listen, I tell you, we have government. These people don't have nothing called government. When they should be like joining our government and live the life like we do, they decide they want to turn sodomite and they got gone someplace else. We have to understand this. Government, religion, social structure, writing and heart. My friend, they get everything from us and trying to turn it around like it's not so. All right. So we have cities, we have the growth of government, and we have the role of religion. And I want to read to you this portion here because it affects me a lot. And I want to like give you a touch of this, where it says, important religious developments also characterized the new civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And now, this is where we are, in this dilapidated state of these sodomite white people who keep turning our heads the other way. A new social structure. And there it is for me to read and tell you what it is like. It's not what we are experiencing. But we now, if we can learn, we can get ourselves out of these support and for these white people and stop counting them like your neighbors. They are adversaries. No matter what you think, open your eyes and look. I, on inside, it will understand exactly what you see. These people are not belonging to us. White people must not be among African people. It is the source of information from the World History textbook. Their blood turn us into what we are right now. We don't have a king ruling our government. It means that if we don't get wise up and use our own government for ourselves and keep these kind of a sodomy outside of our territory. And all we need to do is not harbor them like our previous ancestors, bring them in here and then don't know to handle them. Right? Now, if we are serious, it won't take us a long time that they run and go back where they come from. Okay? And go back to do what they want with themselves. Because they don't put their foot back here once they are gone. They want to talk about America is there. Look, that is gone out of their head. The fact that they hear the truth, no, they can't bother with that because, look, they know they ain't going to get us to go nowhere at all. You see what I mean? And if they want a battle with us, no. The tornadoes are out there, okay, and a lot more. You take good care, and there's a lot more stuff inside here I would like to tell you, but so let it be there. Let's see now. I just get a little of
Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
We got it over, and let's see what we're going to kind of accomplish here. We're talking about, in this session, Elohim God's kingship law. Elohim God kingship law code designed for civilization, orderly hybrid people. That's what civilization is. These white people are not supposed to be here because they're not civilized. It doesn't matter what you see them doing. They are not supposed to be among us as a breach, okay, of divine law concerning us, African hybrid people. We are hybrid. They don't respect us. They're writing Bible, talking all kind of nonsense, right? They can go their way with it. We don't want them here, and they must not be here. Europe and hominid primates. Europe and hominid primate are not of civilization, king's law code jurisdiction. They don't have anything to do with us. And it's time for us to understand that. Understand that. What you want to do with white people? To fuck them? No. They're full of disease. They are the ones that kill us out. At least they kill out the Neanderthals. It's our subgroup that. And they turn on us. Okay? Well, you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen. You don't have to accept the fact. But this is the fact. If you think it's not the fact, call me and talk to me and see if you can prove that I don't know what I'm talking about. The dating of 2100 to 2050 BCE is based on middle chronology, short chronology places the date at 2050 2047 BCE, just prior to or at the beginning of Ur-Nammu's reign. The earliest law code from Mesopotamia was the code of Ur-Yukagina, 24th century BCE, which survives in the present day only through references in other ancient works. Although the code of Ur-Nammu is incomplete, enough of it was preserved to allow scholars to understand the kingship's vision of law and order in his lands. Presenting himself just a second. Yeah. He says, where are we? Okay, it says, presenting himself as the father of his people, Ur-Nammu encourages subjects to think of themselves as one family and of his laws as the rules of the home. Punishment, except for capital offenses, took the form of fines in the same way a child might be deprived of a favorite pastime or toy for misbehaving. Ur-Nammu issued the code with the understanding that his people knew how to treat each other with respect, and a fine for lapse would serve as a reminder. Gods of thunder in pre-colonial America. Interview with Tim Paul Kitat. Although the 57 laws of the code were issued under the king's name, it is possible they were actually published by his son, Sulji. Ur-Nammu's death. Okay? It's understandable. It doesn't mean that Sulji wrote them, right? The code was further developed by Sulji's successors and influenced the form and underlying vision of later codes, such as the laws of Eshuna, 1930 BCE, and the Lord's Creed, and the Lord's Decreed under the sign of Lipit, Ishtar, 1870 to 1860 BCE. These codes, in turn, serve as a model for the Code of Hammurabi, which would influence the law of other civilizations. Notably, the creation of the Mosaic Law. I don't even want to talk about the Mosaic Law because, you know, these white people take Mosaic Law and write a lot of foolishness. You see what I mean? Don't care to, like, publicize any nonsense that they are writing about Mosaic. Don't want to hear about no Mosaic Law. Because it's faggot. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program here. And I tell you things that, you know, it's very good stuff for us to know. And it will be up to you to make good use of what I say. And I hope you can find sources for you to search and find fact for yourself. Because after you're dead, that's all you're going to have to take with you, is what you certified were true within your spirit. Care, and I am going to see whether or not we can let's see what we can do here. It's a nice steel guitar musical by David Ortley.
that when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell. And up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end, cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever I'll break down and cry.
Thank you.